In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're back to our epistle from Romans 13, 1 through 10 for another look. And remember, it reads like this. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We spent yesterday talking a bit about how God gives rulers the right to punish evildoers. It's part of the responsibility that goes with their vocation, their calling. As part of keeping order and punishing evildoers, rulers have armies to defend the nation and police forces to maintain peace in cities. And soldiers and police officers thus have the calling, the God-given calling, to punish evildoers. As I mentioned yesterday, I don't have the same responsibilities because I have a different calling. Romans 13 is a good text to keep in mind as we watch the disastrous civil unrest continue in some of the major cities of our nation. And as we seek to address it and evaluate it, we need to remember this topic of vocation. There are several parties involved in the current civil unrest. Night after night, we have angry mobs who are damaging property and causing harm to individuals. In Portland, Oregon, it's been over 100 nights in a row. Clearly, harming others and destroying their goods is contrary to Scripture. Contrary to the 5th and 7th commandments, just for starters. So those who participate have abdicated on their callings of neighbor and citizen. They're breaking God's law, not living out their vocations. As far as the authorities go, I don't pretend to know the thinking of the leaders in charge of keeping the peace in those cities. There are calculations to be made in how best to manage volatile situations. But when those in authority permit and even justify ongoing destruction and harm, they are failing to do what God has called them to do. When authorities fail to enforce the law for the good of peace, lawlessness and chaos will result, and no good will come. However, also troubling is the appearance of unofficial militias to counter the protesters. I totally understand why such groups appear on the argument that if the government isn't going to protect us, if the government isn't going to do its job, we have to protect ourselves. Before a Christian makes this argument, though, he must be able to answer the question, has God authorized me to do this? Has he given me this calling through some agency? What I mean is, God gives vocations to us from the outside of us. We have proof of our calling. I know that I have the calling to be a husband because I have a marriage license. I know that I have the calling to be a pastor because I have a call document. I know that I have the vocation of father because, well, I have children. Vocations are not self-appointed, they're given by God. For the sake of conscience, the Christian must be able to answer the question, where has God authorized armed groups to patrol the streets and keep the peace, especially in opposition to the governing authorities? Let me tell you, there's plenty of discussion and there are no easy answers. We recently had the situation during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where a 17-year-old, described as an avid fan of law enforcement, showed up to keep the peace, and he killed two protesters with his rifle. What we have here is a breakdown in order and a breakdown in vocations, everything that Romans 13 is given to prevent. Those violent protesters who caused so much damage and harm failed in their vocation of law-abiding citizen. The governing authorities failed in their vocation of keeping the peace. The 17-year-old failed by claiming a vocation that no one had given him. It's a tragic mess. And that's the goal of evil: chaotic lawlessness. Are there easy solutions? Hardly. Well, I mean, there's this: if everybody followed God's law, there would be peace. Where people fail to do so, lawlessness ensues. And the law of God still does what it does best. It accuses. It puts on bright display that sinners are sinful. But that's good that the law accuses, right? Because sinners who know that they're sinful also know their need for repentance. They also know the need for Christ. As we watch this civil unrest, thankfully mostly from afar, here's what you do. Live a life of repentance. Pray that rulers and citizens alike would live within the callings God has given them, rather than abandon those vocations or claim vocations that they haven't been given. As a citizen, know what it means to be a citizen. Not from the evening news, not from talk radio, but from the documents that grant you the vocation of citizen. As a citizen, make your voice heard in the ways that are given you to make it heard. As a Christian, know how you are to live as one redeemed by Christ, and serve in the callings that God has given you, because that is how you help keep peace and order where you are. Remember, while you've been given certain inalienable rights as a citizen, you've been given grace and the freedom to serve your neighbor as Christ's representative by the Lord, even when it means giving up your rights to do so. And that, my friends, is a higher calling. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us pray. O God, from whom all good proceeds, grant to us, your humble servants, your holy inspiration, that we may set our minds on the things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, you entrust rulers with the sword to maintain peace and punish the evildoer. Grant peace within our country and among the nations, and give to us authorities who seek to live as those who have received that authority from you. With thanks that you have given us great freedoms in our nation, bless us with insight in your word so that we might live in obedience to you and in joyful thanksgiving for your gifts of life and salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Rejoice, my friends, the Lord rules over all things for your good. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.